I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack. So the spirit of cheeses.
In the spirit of cheeses, which is really the best spirit to have at all times.
The only spirit.
The only spirit that really matters. We have another one. Another Aldi cheese.
Another Aldi cheese.
I feel honestly quite optimistic about this one because the last Aldi cheese was very good.
It was.
It's the last episode. I'm not sure what number we're on at this point, to be honest. But episode this number minus one.
Exactly.
Was it also an Aldi cheese, which was purchased at Aldi and also like made by Aldi, as is this one.
As is this one. Wow. I guess everything you bought from Aldi was made by Aldi. Does Aldi sell non-Aldi things?
They do, for sure. I think the strudel, for example, might be non-Aldi.
Spoiler.
Spoiler, yes. Oh, also the chocolates, I think, are probably non-Aldi. Another spoiler. You can wait for those episodes coming soon. But this one, anyway, is definitely Aldi.
This is interesting. This, I think even before having tried the previous cheese, I was, like, relatively optimistic about, or interested in at the very least.
Yeah, that seems fair. I think that, you know, cheese spreads are delicious. So, I guess we haven't said the name of the product yet.
Yeah.
This is a gourmet spreadable cheese in the savory Parmesan and spicy black peppercorn flavor.
So,
or rather, maybe just peppercorn Parmesan flavor.
For context for people, probably a close approximation for what I'm imagining this cheese to look like or to taste like would be in the realm of like a cacio e pepe, which, for anybody who doesn't know, is a fairly popular Roman Italian dish.
Classic pasta.
That is basically cacio means cheese and pepe means pepper. So that is like the core focus of it. It's like pasta with cheese and pepper, pretty much.
And it's a delicious combination. Yeah. It's one that I think, you know, if you haven't had much of, it's incredible. Like, yeah. They both just work so well with each other.
It's becoming, I think, a little bit more common in Italian restaurants. You're starting to see it at some American Italian restaurants as well. I think if you can try to go to like a more traditional Italian restaurant, I feel like that's usually where I've had the best cacio e pepe experiences.
In the Atlanta area, I would recommend Storico Fresco or Forza Storico.
Yeah,
I think for
really
like
good.
A good authentic take.
Yeah. Which I believe this, we actually may have reviewed in a previous episode.
Did we?
I think we did.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago.
Good. Well, cool. So, yeah. Good texture so far for spreadable cheese. You know, nice and kind of airy, but not too light.
We're eating with Brits again, by the way.
Yes. Let's give it a try.
So, just to start off with, it's definitely not bad.
Not bad at all.
It's not very peppery, I feel like.
Really? I thought it wasn't very Parmesan-y. I thought it was a decently peppery cheese. Like, I think, I mean, not like peppery, like cacio e pepe is peppery, but like, you can definitely taste the pepper.
Maybe it's distributed unevenly?
Maybe. I got like a decent flavor of pepper in my bite.
That's so funny. I was like, wow, I feel like I can really taste like the cheese, but not the pepper in my first bite. But let me see if I can get a second one here.
I can taste the peppercorn flavor. Like, it's not peppery in a sharp sense, but you can just taste the flavor of peppercorns.
You can. And I do think that the cheesy flavor tastes less like Parmesan in particular.
Yeah, like a spreadable cheese flavor.
Yeah, like almost like a... I mean, almost like just like a cream cheese flavor.
Yeah, like a Neuchâtel or like a, you know, the Alouette spreadable cheeses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like one of those. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I still feel like, I don't know, the peppercorn flavor to me is still not very strong.
It's not super strong, but I think it's pleasant.
I could go for being a little stronger, I think.
I could go for all the flavors in this being a little bit stronger, but I do lean into pleasant cheese. Like, yeah. I don't dislike it at all.
It's not a bad cheese at all.
I think it's quite a nice spreadable cheese. I will continue to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be punchier. Like, it's not an incredible one.
It doesn't... I think... So, it's definitely, like, a solid spreadable cheese. It's one that, if you're using it for normal spreadable cheese reasons, will satisfy, I think, you to at least the extent that it needs to. But I don't think that it necessarily lives up to at least my expectations of it, given the, like, packaging and description.
I think that's the thing. Like, I think this is kind of an example of, like, just, you know, poor, like, naming and
description.
Branding, yeah. Because it's a category error. You know, like, in my mind, if I was putting this up against, like, all the other,
like, all, you
know,
like, whatever,
white spreadable cheeses,
like, good.
It's honestly among the better ones. Like, yeah. I would put it over most, like, Elovette and stuff like that. It's got, like, a nice, you know, fresh flavor. It doesn't taste, like, weird or chemically at all. It's got, like, a nice little peppercorn mild flavor there.
It actually kind of tastes like something you could get from a farm, in a sense. I don't really know what about it. It's, like, maybe the cow milk flavor or something like that. I don't know. But something about it makes me feel like it doesn't taste, you know, like it was bought at one of the biggest grocery chains in the world.
Yeah, I think that's a nice, like, a very, you know, like, a good, like, a dairy flavor. It tastes, like, very fresh. The texture is very good. It's very smooth. I just think something about the whole Parmesan peppercorn name kind of, like, made me expect a much more intense flavor.
Yeah.
Which it didn't quite deliver on. But I'm not really mad at it. I still like it, honestly, and I still might even consider buying it again because I think, like, next time I want, like, chips with spreadable cheese on them.
This is a really solid one.
It's a very solid one. It's among the better ones.
Actually, in that last bite, I did get a bit of, like, I think Parmesan-specific flavor. But it is definitely, like, you know, few and far between. It's not like every single bite you're getting a punch of Parmesan.
No.
So, you think you'd buy this again?
I think I might. I don't really buy a lot of spreadable cheese. But, like, if I wanted spreadable cheese or if I had something that I was trying to use spreadable cheese for, I think this could be a good contender.
Yeah. I mean, if you're at Aldi, then you definitely...
Yeah.
It's, like, a solid one.
Yeah, if I'm at Aldi and I want spreadable cheese, I will not hesitate to buy this one. I won't wait to, like, go to a different store or anything like that.
Would you...
I would soft recommend.
I would... If I were at Aldi, though, I would also look at the other options and just see if any of them looked more intriguing to me.
Maybe, but if I remember right, this one, you know, looks the most intriguing, which is why I bought it. And I liked it enough to, like, not be opposed to eating more of it.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I think soft recommend is fair.
Yeah.
Which, just for anybody who didn't hear our description previously, that's, like, something that we're not, like, saying go out of your way to get it, but if you're at the grocery store and you see it there, yeah, you know, go for it. Or if you're, like, considering buying
it. If you're considering it, go for it. Yeah. Follow your heart on this one.
Yeah.
on the spreadable cheese scale.
Yeah.
I would honestly give it a strong 6.
A 6, yeah, I think.
Yeah, I was maybe even considering a weak 7, but I'll go for a strong 6.
I think so.
There's some really good, like, unique spreadable cheeses.
Yeah. Fair enough. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.